Hey guys, I wanted to hop on, do a quick podcast about RXing workouts. So a lot of you are kind of familiar with what this means, and I'm going to break it down a little bit. So to RX a workout is to do the workout as prescribed, so as it is written. If you kind of think about it in the medical terms, the prescription field is also known as RX. So you're getting a prescription by the doctor. So when we write the workouts, there is a bias towards what is being or what is trying to be accomplished. So the let's take, I'm gonna take a step back and look at what CrossFit is. So CrossFit is constantly varied functional movement performed at high intensity. Okay, so constantly varied functional movement at high intensity. Before we get to intensity, we have to be able to have the basic mechanics. All right. Once we have the mechanics down, then we move on to can you consistently perform the mechanics? And once we have the consistency down, then we add intensity. Only then is when we are ready to thrive. Okay. So, with a workout where it is quote unquote RX, you should be mechanically proficient at all the movements. You should be able to consistently lift the weight or move through the movements at a rate of speed that is required. And we'll talk about that in a second. And the intensity element is, can you go to places and push harder than some other people would? That is what RXing means. Okay, so first, in order to RX, I was like, okay, can I mechanically do this correctly? Can I can mechanically consistently do it correctly? Now that I can do it correctly, can I do it correctly while pushing with speed? Okay, and the other element to that that's not really listed is the ability to actually push with speed. A lot of people are very capable of doing things at a moderate pace, but the whole purpose of kind of the RX level is to be able to push yourself beyond boundaries that you currently have. So when we look at workouts, the whole point of a CrossFit workout is to meet the intended stimulus. When the coaches give their brief at the whiteboard, they tell you this is what your goal is, this is what you're trying to accomplish. That is where your thoughts should be. If you've met with a coach and you have a certain little other things you're working on, then maybe you kind of make slight modifications in that regard. But for the most part, you should be trying to do the workout with the mechanics of where you are at the intensity that's appropriate. So if we write a workout that requires you to be able to run 200 meters in under 30 seconds, then if you cannot physically do that, or you cannot psychologically push yourself hard enough to do that, you are not ready. So, a lot of it is like, yeah, okay, I can do it, but can I do it consistently? And can I add intensity to it? As in, can I push myself to go hard? So, a lot of you get caught up on the fact, like, oh, I really want to RX a workout, or I really wish that I had RX that one. Nope, you don't. That you it's not the thought you want to have. If you quote unquote RX the workout, you should be pretty like exhausted. You should be laying on the ground like you can barely move. You should be so sore the next day that it's tough to even, accomplish some task. That is not what you want. It is not about RXing the workout. The workout is, can you reach the stimulus? Again, you guys don't know what the stimulus is until the coach explains it to you, because we could write a workout on the board and be like, hey guys, today we're taking it super easy. I only need your 200 meter run to take a minute and a half. So if you can do that, cool, check those boxes. And the next, a week later, we might come in and be like, hey guys, we need to do 200 meters in under 30 seconds today. That means we may need to modify that distance down to something that's appropriate. So that variance in the programming is designed to improve your fitness. Okay, I could get into a bunch of technical terms. You guys could go read the level one training guide. You could ask any of the level one trainers who definitely recently attended theirs about the different pathways we're trying to explore, the different stimuluses we're trying to reach, the different explosiveness, strengths, just the whole encompassing fitness that we're trying to accomplish by doing all these tasks. But at the end of the day, the goal is, can I meet the stimulus? A lot of you guys will think like, oh, you know, I definitely could have done that harder, or I definitely could have done that next level. Maybe. It's possible. But a lot of it comes down to, if you were at that next level, could you have psychologically pushed yourself harder? So if the answer to that is no, that's fine. Not every day is going to be a great day, but it's okay. Like, there's always tomorrow. Most of these workouts should not make you feel sore. There are certain workouts that should make you, or that might make you feel sore in certain areas, especially if we, you know, really isolated that movement particularly. But for the most part, you guys should be able to get out of bed and do whatever you want, you know. Nobody here is going to the CrossFit Games, not yet at least. Nobody's trained for it yet at least. So we could write a workout on the whiteboard that would be astronomically impossible to RX and still have everyone reach the stimulus for it. Yes, you don't get to write quote unquote RX next to your name. That's okay. Life will go on. You lived for how many ever years you're old without having RX next to your name. It doesn't necessarily make you much more special. It's something that is earned through long process of practice. You don't go into a karate gym and get a black belt in a week and a half. There's a system there for how long you have to spend, how or what elements you need to improve. Same thought should be thought of or go into CrossFit workouts. You know, if you can't quite do something yet, then we need to work on those levels to improve you in those areas. So it shouldn't be a disappointment of like, oh, I didn't RX this one. It should be a like, hey, I came in, I did my best, I crushed the workout. I'm happy, I'm feeling good, I'm not injured, I'll be back tomorrow. That's what the thought should be. And it's never a, like, oh, I'm really bummed on myself, I could have pushed myself harder. Like, if you had wanted to push yourself harder, you would have done it in the moment. We can always, you know, hindsight is 20/20. You can always look back and think, man, if I had just been faster here, I would have been okay. If I had just done this a little bit heavier, I could have made it. No, you psychologically at that moment were not capable, and that's okay. So take that as a learning experience, move on to the next day. The next time it comes around, that is when your opportunity to push yourself mentally to kind of get to that next level. And that is kind of that difference of being able to reach the stimulus as intended and be able to, you know, cruise through a workout that doesn't seem so bad. Another thing is like the RX is programmed for the top athletes at the gym. Okay? It's not programmed for the day-to-day athletes. It's programmed for the people who are mentally and physically going to push themselves to exertions that 99.9% of people would not do in a regular day. Okay. So unless you're ready to make that push, do not worry yourself about trying to RX workouts. Worry about how can I improve my fitness? And you will improve your fitness by reaching the intended stimulus, which we will modify the workout for to help get you there. At the end of the day, trust the process. If you think this podcast is directed at you, the answer is yes. Doesn't matter who you are. I've had this conversation with a lot of people, especially really recently. That's why I, wanted to hop on and do this. It's something that's kind of dwindling on your mind. It's something that's like wearing you down, and it's okay to not RX a workout. I do it probably once a week, and I'm perfectly fine with that. You know what's also happening? I'm free, and I'm able to push harder the next day if I want to. I don't wake up super sore. That's exciting. That's a great place to be. So, the goal isn't always to come in and kill yourself. Actually, I take that back. The goal is to never come in and kill yourself. The goal is to make you unkillable.